Joining us on KMBR 680, he is part of the San Francisco Giants. And boy, I look at his minor league numbers. There's some power there. And he has done it in the major leagues as well. He had 6 home runs so far as a major leaguer. But here in spring training, he's opening up some eyes again, and that's Brett Pill. So nice to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here. Glad to be back with the team and, hopefully getting better every day.
You know, there is a spot, you know, for the right-handed power hitter on this ball club. And against the Dodgers, 2 homers in a game. I know you haven't done that in the major leagues yet, but 2 homers against L.A. always feels pretty good. What's going on with the swing? I almost feel you're a home run hitter. And I realize, you know, you got a good on-base percentage. You're a good slugger. But somehow the home runs get noticed for you.
Became part of my game back in Double A when it kind of became a threat and driving in more runs. But I think the key for me is just staying consistent up here in the big leagues. You know, in the minor leagues, been there a lot of years, so I'm comfortable with the pitchers and stuff. And sometimes you get here and you see a all-star on the mound and you start to doubt a little bit. So nothing really changed with the swing, same swing. I think what I focused on this winter was just really trying to get, you know, my mind right and really knowing that I belong here and hopefully I can help the team.
Well, 2 homers in the game against the Dodgers, that had to feel pretty good. And it had to feel good, I would imagine, just being in spring training and someone says, hey, there's Brett Pill again.
Yeah, no, man, it's always good. Arizona, the ball flies a little bit, but yeah, I got them pretty good. It's always good to, you know, do against the Dodgers. We were coming back in the ninth. I wanted that last at bat. So whether it's spring training or during the year, it's always a good rivalry. I think we're always trying to, you know, beat the other one and see who comes out on top.
Yeah, that's also a funny story connected with the 2 homer game against the Dodgers on Tuesday out in Glendale. You did have the option of leaving early. You know, there are vans that take people back early, and Bruce said, would you like to go back? And you decided to get another at bat.
Right, well, actually wasn't even in the lineup to start the day. He had told me to just stay back here and work out and stuff, but they switched it to a DH. And again, that's part of the whole mental thing. You know, I could have just checked out and be like, oh man, I'm playing today. But really, just, you know, things happen for a reason, and figured I was in there. You know, something good was going to happen, so I tried to stay positive. Had a couple strikeouts, but you know, I was looking forward to that at bat in the ninth, and I'm just going to keep working on that, getting my mentality right. And when I get into spots during the season and off the bench, or if it's a start, I can kind of carry that over.
Brett Pill with us. Always a pleasure to talk some baseball with him since he's been up with the Giants. Brett, pinch hitting. And again, on this team, if there's a role for you, it could be as a right-handed pinch hitter coming off the bench late in the game, being a threat. So when someone says, hey, we don't really want to face this guy, what's your philosophy on pinch hitting?
It's a learning process. You know, I think I learned a lot last year. You know, that was my kind of my role off the bench, as being a threat. But a lot of times I'd get in and try to force it on pitches. You know, it'd be late in the game, close game. They wouldn't want to throw something I could hit out, so I would end up swinging it, you know, a pitch that was their pitch rather than mine. So I think just the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. You wait for your pitch. You don't chase out of the zone. So that's what I'm working on this year. You know, not necessarily trying to hit homers or anything, but have better at bats. Just look for my pitch, and I think everything should work out.
Yeah, I always say with a pinch hitter, don't get cheated. Mm-hmm. I mean, get 3 swings up there, and of course you want to get your pitch, but don't go up there looking.
Right, no, I agree. You got to be aggressive. You know, you get a first pitch down the middle, you got to hit it. But for me, it was more swinging at, you know, stuff in the dirt first pitch or 1-0 or something, whereas as opposed that could be 2-0 or 3-1 or something. So, I mean, that's the process for every hitter, I think. You're just learning your strike zone and what the pitcher's going to throw you. So, still working on it in the spring.
All right. Defensively, a couple of years ago, Will Clark told me you could play first base, and we've seen it up here in the big leagues. But all of a sudden they say, can he play third base? Can he play left field? How many gloves you got now?
That's it, just the first base, left field, and I take some at third in the winter just because it gets my feet moving, keeps my arm in shape and stuff. So wherever they stick me, I'm ready to go. I think I've played enough of those spots, whether it's in the winter or last year or in minor league games, that I'd be comfortable, and going to be comfortable being anywhere, pretty much.
Well, I remember when the calls first started coming in on you a couple of years ago at Fresno. You're having the big year at Fresno, 25 home runs and all the RBIs. You were playing second base at that point. I said, wait a minute. I'm looking at this guy. I know how big he is. Second base in the big leagues, I'm not so sure. But you did play second base. Do you do a credible job at second?
I thought so. I mean, some of the pitchers might not have thought so. You could ask them. But like I said, I think it's going back to that whole mentality thing. You know, I can doubt myself out there at second base and think I don't belong there. But this year and that year too, that might have helped with my hitting. I just went out there and said, you know what, I'm gonna be the best second baseman I can be. And that's pretty much it. You know, work hard, and then whatever happens in the game is out of your control.
Who are your friends on this team? Who do you like to hang around with? Who do you talk to? You're in that corner there with Scooter Owen. Cole Gillespie is there. You got Belt next to you, and he's always a good story. Gary Brown is down there. Who do you like to hang with?
I mean, pretty much everyone. The guys I mostly talk to are probably Hunter. Hunter's right next to me. He's big on, you know, mentality and stuff like that, and going to war for your teammates. So I've learned a ton from him. And then obviously the real calm leaders like Buster and Scooter over there, just, you know, always confident and ready to go. So I think I'm kind of, it's good that everybody's so talkative and everybody's so friendly on this team. So I'm taking a little bit from everybody, and it's an easy group to get along with.
All right, Brett, I appreciate you being on, and keep swinging, man. Keep swinging for the fences. I'll tell you, no, it's spring training, and, you know, this is a competitive spot that you're after here. And you've been in the big leagues before, 149 days in the big leagues, so they've seen you before. But just to see that ball leave the park in a right-handed hitter on this ball club, I like it. So keep swinging.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think just staying more consistent is the key. So thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.